Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to be joined by the amazing Mark Newsom. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Seth, this is my honor and pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for having me.
We're super excited to have you here. You are up to some really cool stuff. Tell our viewers and our listeners what it is that you do and the awesome changes you are making in the world.
Well, thank you. What I attempt to do, Seth, like yourself, I help small business owners and service providers stop just working incredibly smart and hard in their business or service and start working incredibly smart and hard on their business and service, so that their assets and resources work harder for them than they ever worked for them. I don't know if I have too many thems here, but
that's all right. That sounds awesome. So let's break that down a little bit. Who is an ideal client for you? Let's start there.
Oh my goodness. Ideally, if you're a small business owner, service provider, technically, if you got 50 people around you or less, because anything else, Seth, seems to be a little bit too conglomerate for me. So I would say ideally like 20 people or less, so there's not a lot of layer of bureaucracy. We can make a decision, cut to the chase, and start implementing some stuff and see what's working and what's not.
Awesome. Is there a particular industry that you enjoy working in, that you've had experience in, that you work better in?
If I'm going to choose one, my friend, I'm going to have to say retail.
Okay. And then I know you've achieved awesome results for your clients. So give me an example. I'm a retail. What type of retail business am I in that I hired you for? What was my problem? And then tell me a little bit about, you know, how you helped me solve it and what that magical transformation was. Give me a case
Very
study.
Good.
Give me an example.
A mom and pop store that sells, let's say, appliances. Your, in my opinion, biggest issue is two things. You waste too much money on what I call, or you might call, institutionalized, I don't even call it marketing, advertising. Excuse me, what do you say, Mark? You think billboards is advertising and marketing. I say they're alligators, they're green, they eat money. What you hire me for is to stop treating your business like a one-night stand. What do you say, Mark? You jump from first-time retail customer to first-time retail customer to first-time retail. You never drill down and get any roots. You don't realize that once Seth gives you money and has shown you trust, that's when you leverage that relationship to the hilt. You get them to come back. You get them to refer. You get them to give you what I call word of mouth and word of mouth. Now, you got to remember, when I started Seth, there was no social media, there was no internet as it is now. So with those tools at your access, and I don't know if you've heard the statistics, Seth, staggering in America, and I don't know about around the world, 50% of small business owners in America still don't even have a static website. That's mind-blowing to me.
Wow. Money. I did not know that.
Right? I mean, think about that. The millennials, people under a certain age, if they don't see you online, you're invisible as far as they're concerned. The first place they're going to go to is the internet, even for local businesses. Other than friends saying, hey, go check Seth out. He's awesome. They are turning to the internet.
Okay. So what is a mom and pop? You said mom and pop retail store that sells appliances. It's interesting that you picked that. So you got places like Best Buy closing stores because they were just Amazon showrooms. Everybody's buying online.
That's true.
So if I'm a mom and pop retail store selling appliances, how do you help me? How do you help me stand out? How do you help me stay in business?
Excellent point. Number one, here's the thing. You just made a huge point. The mega stores are those 18-wheelers on the highway. Yeah, they can travel really fast and go straight, but these little Porsche, mom and pop small business, you can zig and zag so much faster than they can. It'll spin your head off. So you said, what do you say, Mark? More retail business owners know their customers by name. I'm sorry to say, Jeff Bezos makes a lot of money. He can't name his customers. I mean, maybe other people who have his personal phone number, like Seth, who can call them up. But a small retail mom and pop business, you have the opportunity and you should be getting intimate with your customers. Because you know what happens when you do that? The more you can be customer service obsessed, you're going to make a much deeper, longer lasting impression. Instead of Seth telling his inner circle, it's going to spread out. Here's what I like to say, Seth, 25 and 30. What does that mean, Mark? Everybody, especially women, know at least 25 local people. And 30% of those people, you make the right offer, they're ready to become your customers or your clients in the next 30 to 60 days or less. But that's sort of generic. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's suppose, now this isn't a retail company. I'm going to come back to that. But let's suppose I got a gourmet coffee shop. I sell a Big Gulp for $8.79. Instead of trying to sell a big goat for $8.79 every time, ladies and gentlemen, do this. Give away the first time they pay retail. They keep the cup. And now when you come back, you pay $2.79. I'll bet you instead of once a week, now you come in three times a week, over 52 weeks. Plus, I'm going to grandfather you in everything over $25. You save X off. Let's just use a number, 15%. Everything under 25, you save 5% of them. Now, here's the point. Seth has graduations, in the family, dental, law, chiropractic, kids graduating high school, graduating college, aunts and uncles who own businesses or services. He's got his weekly meeting. All of these additional purchases, he probably was going to make somewhere else. Now, because you become better at marketing and repeating repeat customers, he not only comes back to you more often, he takes that cup to work, he places it on the desk, and somebody says, Seth, what's up with that cup? He says, oh, you know, Mark's Gourmet Coffee Shop, great guy, by the way. Yeah, you should go in there. Why? The first time he charges you this. The second time when I bring it back, I get this. Plus, on the two slowest days of the week, unbeknownst to Seth, but I'm going to put a sign out. This day and that day, you get the baker's dozen. Oh, very awesome. Now, wait a minute, Mark. You said retail. Okay, I'm coming to that. Here's the flip. I'm going to invest in 1,000 cups to begin with, 2,000 cups, whatever I can get, because I'm going to barter the cost of those cups with Seth versus hooking him up with some serious stuff that I was going to put on closeout anyway. And the point is now, I'm going to tell the owner of the gourmet store every time they spend over $10 or whatever the average is, you know, we'll do a daily average and see what the average is. You put a sign up, spend over X amount of dollars, get a free certificate, gift certificate, extremely time sensitive gift certificate to Mark's appliance store. And get this, Seth, this is what you tell me what your reaction would be. You spend over the, let's say you spend $25 and your grandfather in, but this is what the outside of the envelope says. Big red bold letters, music legend Stevie Wonder couldn't miss. You definitely deserve this exclamation point. My friend, how long is it going to take you? How many nanoseconds to open that envelope?
Going to be the first thing I do.
Right, exactly. And what's going to be in there, Mark? an extremely time-sensitive bounce-back offer to the gourmet coffee shop. And then get this. My index card is two-sided. Here's what it's going to say. Here's side A. It's going to say, dear valued friend and valued customer of whatever gourmet coffee shop or is whoever my joint venture partner. What's another word, Steph? Collaboration, partner, sure. Strategic absolutely. Alliance, whatever term floats your boat, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to say, enter our free monthly drawing for a chance to win a $5,000 home deluxe entertainment system. Now, in reality, it didn't cost us $5,000. Cost us half, maybe less, $2,500, right? And you flip it over and it says, come to the store before this 10-day expiration date, which is handwritten in, not 10 business days, ladies and gentlemen. They look on their phone or the calendar, 10 days out. If the 10th day is Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, it doesn't matter. 10 days. Come to our store. Come alone, save 10% off up to the first 200. Not terribly exciting. It's not supposed to be. However, simply for dragging a friend who's at least 18, you save 40% off up to $1,500. And Seth, as long as your guest joins our list before they leave the store, they save 30% off up to 1,000. Not quite as good, but still, they didn't expect to get anything. And let me just take this, by the way, Seth, you know why we call this particular strategy the McDonald's strategy?
Why?
Because think about it. When you and I go either through the drive-through of McDonald's, Burger King, or Wendy's, or walk in, you say, I'll have the quarter pounder with cheese and the strawberry shake. Those trained cashiers all over the world, ladies and gentlemen, what do they come back with? Would you like fries with that? McDonald's just got you and I to spend a little bit more money without having to go back out on outrageously expensive primetime radio, primetime television, local newspaper, local throwaway guy. But Seth, here's the beauty of this strategy. And ladies and gentlemen, please understand, that's why they add tens of billions of dollars in extra gross profit to the bottom line every year. And that's why their executives, men and women, drive really nice cars, have multiple homes with an S, and their kids go to the best universities on the planet. But McDonald's got smart. They took their best guru and guru at marketing and PR people said, how can we X this? Some people call it, what's your term, Seth? I call it bumps. Some people call it upsells. Some people call it income multiplication strategies. McDonald's said, how do we take this to the next level? And they came up with a simple two-word phrase, ladies and gentlemen. When 10 to 40% of the millions of men and women all over the world say yes to that upsell, they say, supersize you. And just like that, another 10 to 40% say yes. That's how you go from working extremely smart and hard, ladies and gentlemen, in your business or service to extremely smart and hard on your business or service.
That is absolutely awesome advice. I love the joint venture. I love the continuity. You tied so many different great business and marketing concepts into the execution of that one campaign.
Absolutely.
How are clients finding you now?
It's still the old-fashioned way, Seth. They use something called, I'm sure your audience is familiar with this, the amazing FYL system. That's a word acronym. Ladies and gentlemen, that's short for flap yo lips. In other words, word of mouth, because I'm still not that internet savvy. I have an active blog, but this whole SEO thing, forget it. But the point is I am active online and I'm smart enough to start leveraging tools like podcast, guest podcast.
Absolutely. Love it. For our folks who want to learn more about the awesome work that you're doing, where is the best place for them to go?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Seth. Two places. If you're a reader, please stop by my blog, you, all in where you can market online now.com. Don't skip a space like my brother who always says, hey, something wrong with your site. He forgets the now. Or if you're on the go, maybe like right now, you're listening, please head over to Spotify.com, pull up the Marketing Minute, Mark Newsom, N-E-W-S-O-M-E, a.k.a. Mr. Marketing, and you can check me out on Spotify. And if you think it's warranted, please choose any title, give me a 5-star review and help move the message out. Seth, if I could, can I share with your audience the magic question?
Yeah, I would love to hear about the magic question.
Ladies and gentlemen, this question is a potential game changer. I guarantee you're not using it. When you start using it with the vendors you currently have and will have in the future, doors are going to open wide. I'm going to try it out right now, live with Seth. He has no idea what I'm going to say. I promise you, this is not rehearsed. And we're going to see what his reaction is. And we're going to find out if this Mr. Marketing guy's got the goods. Seth, is it okay to periodically refer you new customers?
Of course. I would absolutely love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Now, by the same token, as long as it doesn't take away from anything you're currently doing or will have going on in the not so distant future, are you okay with periodically returning the favor?
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard his words. Let me transfer it into marketing speak for you now. Here's what Seth said. Mark, not only do you get access to my current resources, assets, experience, connections, but the ones I'm going to have tomorrow, next week, next year, which are 10 times better, you get access to those too. That's the power of the magic question. Now, again, you don't walk across the street to a retailer you've never done business with asking the magic question and then writing a nasty note on my contact. Oh, I tried this. It's with vendors you already have an established relationship. And Seth, I'm going to be remiss if I don't share this. Women, you women are going to get kicked out of this. There's a chance that your vision is marketing vision now. Is impaired, and I'm going to prove it to you. Two men are driving across the desert. It's the hottest day of the year. They have no air conditioning. The one guy rolls down the window, just even though it's hot air, he looks out and he says, man, look at all this cactus. What did the other entrepreneur say, ladies and gentlemen? Las Vegas. Both looked at the same thing, drew two different conclusions. She said, okay, Mark, what's the point of that? Sometime without the right vision, it's hard to see opportunity even when it's right in front of you. I'm suggesting to you right now with Seth and I trying to impress, and Kevin are trying to impress upon you, you are staring at Las Vegas. You just don't realize.
That is beautiful. I love the analogy. I love the examples. I greatly appreciate your time. I know it's incredibly valuable. We will send everybody to go check out the blog to find you. Mark, I know that your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
If I can, A, meet the right people and what I call power network set, if money happens to drop out in that transaction as well, that's icing on the cake. Doing stuff like I'm doing right now, to me, this is what it's all about.
Amen to that. Well, we greatly appreciate your time. This has been Seth Green with Mark Newsom. Mark, thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.